Hello. Before we jump into the show, we need to shout out our awesome new sponsor, Marquee TV.
Man, I was so excited when we got the news about the sponsor. You all might remember from a few weeks ago that I talked about my new Shakespeare project where I'm learning everything I can about Macbeth.
It felt like we said the name Shakespeare out loud and the Marquee people appeared and said, "We gotcha."
It really did.
Yeah.
In case you're not familiar, Marquee TV is a streaming service. They have theater, ballet, opera, documentaries. There's a bunch of behind-the-scenes content of productions. Basically, it's a fun way to nerd out about the arts.
Yeah, it's a streaming service that will take you to the best theaters in the world from the comfort of your own sofa.
I've already added so many things to our watch list. Did you know there's a ballet based on the works of Beatrix Potter?
I did. They've got a little preview video of somebody dancing around in a rabbit costume.
Peter Rabbit doing ballet. I also added a few hip-hop dance shows just to balance out the dancing bunnies.
Yeah, hip-hopera. That's what they call it.
They do. It's so fun.
Yeah.
Mozart's Requiem from the London Philharmonic Orchestra and a bunch of Shakespeare plays, including Richard II, starring my pretend best friend, David Tennant.
And Judi Dench talking about her long relationship with Shakespeare in a master class.
Yeah, I love Judi Dench.
Sure.
But David Tennant.
Yeah, that's quite a battle there.
Okay, there's a special deal for our listeners. Marquee TV is offering 3 months of their service for 99 cents. You get 3 months of all of this good stuff for 99 cents with the code SSOP.
That cost seems absurdly low to me. Like, first, I expected it to be much higher given the quality of the content, but also 99 cents. You can't park next to a theater for 99 cents.
Accurate. Also, if you watch Marquee TV, you get to see these shows maybe wearing your pajamas and hanging out with your cat or your dog.
Yeah. It's a good way to sort of indulge your own curiosity. You can see all the performances of Hamlet, or maybe the first 15 minutes of all of the performances of Hamlet, and you don't have to rope your friends and family into all of that.
Or you could watch Richard II over and over and over and over.
What's the best angle for David Tennant in Richard II?
Trick question. All of them. Anyway, you definitely need to explore the website because there is a ton of really fun, fascinating, engaging stuff on there. I went in specifically looking for Shakespeare, and I found a ton of other things I wanted to watch.
Yeah. You can keep up with what they're doing on social media at Marquee Arts TV. You can visit their website at marquee.tv. That's marquee.tv to get 3 months of their service for just 99 cents with the promo code SSOP. Bring the arts home with Marquee TV. And now the show.
Coming up, a new mystery starring a messy lady detective I love.
An autobiography from a therapist with emotional issues.
Plus, our distraction of the week. I'm Mel.
I'm Dave. This is the Library of Lost Time.
We have an exciting double feature today.
We do.
I'm talking about a new mystery novel, Honor the Dead, by Amy Techter. And then later, she'll be our guest to share a distraction of the week.
It's magic. We say her name and she appears.
Oh, I wish that were true. Amy is the author of the novel The Honeybee Emeralds and The Dominion Archives Mysteries. That's a series of books that features murdery hijinks in Canada's National Archive. Last spring, she joined us for the session we did at the Newburyport Literary Festival about libraries and archives, and she straightened me out on something essential to avoiding embarrassment.
In certain crowds.
In the crowds that matter. Amy works in an archive, Canada's National Archives, to be precise, but she is an archivist. Archivist.
Versus what?
Archivist.
Archivist. You don't say archivist.
Archivist.
It's archivist.
Glad we got that straightened out.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about her new book.
Okay.
In her previous novel, Speak for the Dead, we meet the heroine, Kate Spencer. Kate is back in the new book, Honor the Dead.
So it's a series. Do they have to be read in order?
They do not. There are three books out right now. The first one has different characters, and the second and third can be read independently. Although if you read them in order, you will know why the things that are troubling Kate in this new book are troubling her.
Okay.
But Amy does a really good job of bringing you up to speed. So this character, Kate, I love her. She's kind of a mess. She is a coroner in Ottawa. When we first meet her, she's drinking too much. She's chain smoking cigarettes. She is not ready to let go of her relationship with her ex-husband. Her dad is a nightmare. Just the whole thing.
Yeah.
In the new book, she's all of that. And her beloved brother has died under mysterious circumstances.
Oh.
I feel like she's the female version of the detective who's rumpled, disgruntled, maybe broken, and yet you love them anyway.
Yeah. So sort of a Scandi noir, but maybe a Candy noir.
You heard it here first. The reason I love her is that, yeah, her life is a cluster, but every once in a while, she softens and shows flashes of vulnerability or kindness, and that kind of keeps you on her side.
Yeah.
She's also really good at her job, and she's driven by the core concept that as a coroner, it is up to her to speak for and honor the dead. Amy Tector, the author, does a bang-up job of putting Kate into compelling mysteries in really vivid settings. Honor the Dead is set in a fascinating part of Canada. Most of Canada speaks English.
Yep.
But in Quebec, they speak French.
Mais oui.
Except for a part of the eastern townships. Amy calls it a weird little enclave of English speakers, surrounded by French speakers.
Yeah.
Surrounded by English speakers.
Right. A minority and a minority.
Mm-hmm. When the story opens, Kate, the coroner, is working as the in-house physician at a clinic in the eastern townships. It's sort of a temporary banishment from Ottawa. She's meant to be putting her life back together so she can make a triumphant return to the city and work as a coroner.
Yeah.
Right now, she's seeing scrapes, coughs, little health issues.
Yeah.
But trouble follows her wherever she goes. And a man at a nearby farm is shot and killed.
Mm.
And he's not just shot. The bullet has gone directly through his left eye with the precision of a sniper.
Oh.
And because Kate can't mind her own business, she noses her way into the investigation. And then all sorts of unsavory things come to light. Lies, secrets, drugs, another murder. Kate is her messy, lovable self throughout it all. This book transported me to the idyllic Canadian countryside. And the contrast between the beautiful setting and the sinister vibes of this small town are really well done. There's tension between the townies and a posh school nearby. There's a long-standing feud between two families and maybe, just maybe, a cache of hidden gold.
Oh.
Yeah. This is a cracker of a mystery with a heroine you can't help but root for. I 100% recommend it. It's Honor the Dead by Amy Tector, and it's out now.
Okay, I'm going dark this week.
Ooh, plot twist.
My book is Sociopath, a Memoir.
What?
Yeah, by Patrick Gagné. Patrick Gagné describes herself as a passionate mother, wife, and a dedicated professional. She says she's charming and well-liked. She also describes herself as a liar, thief, and emotionally shallow.
Wow.
Yeah, she's, quote, mostly immune to remorse and guilt and fear. And she doesn't care about morals or what other people think.
Okay, this is going to sound bad, but as you were reading that, I was like, that sounds so liberating.
There's part of that, too. Yeah. She is a sociopath, and she's one of the estimated 15 million sociopaths in the United States and maybe 30 million people on the spectrum.
Hmm.
Yeah. Gagné also has a PhD in clinical psychology. You don't need to be Freud to figure that one out, a friend of mine used to say. She's also a good writer. Her stories are engaging, particularly for somebody who has to work a bit on the empathy. In this book, she talks about growing up as a sociopath and what that was like. How do you navigate relationships and societal norms and morality if you don't have the tools for it? Gagné explains what sociopathy is and explains that, contrary to what movies might tell you, not all sociopaths are monsters.
Mm-hmm.
The book came out about a month ago, and the reviews have been good. People are surprised at how funny she is. There's some question about how reliable she is as a narrator, because some of the scenes seem a little too perfect and, you know, sociopath.
Right.
The author also narrated an audiobook.
Stop it.
Yeah, I listened to a little bit and I found it kind of chilling, but I might have been projecting.
Yeah, that made the hair on the back of my neck like tingle a little bit thinking about that.
She's got just a certain kind of like tone to it where you're like, oh, geez, she sounds like a therapist who's a sociopath.
I'm so curious now.
Yeah. The book is clearly not for everyone, but I'm curious about it, and maybe you are too. It's Sociopath, a Memoir by Patrick Gagné. And now our distraction of the week. We're with Amy Tector. Amy Tector is the author of Mel's Pick of the Week, Honor the Dead. Amy, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thanks for being here. I understand you have a distraction of the week for us.
Well, I guess it's less of a distraction of a week, and it's just a distraction of the year, which is partly inspired, actually, by your podcast and your discussions of poems. I have started reading a poem a day. I have a poem a day book, and I love it and cannot recommend this enough for people like me who maybe feel like they should and do want to read more poetry, but kind of struggle to get into it and are intimidated by their Mary Oliver book that they never, ever opened. So I got I don't even know what it's called, but it's a poem of the day. And so you read, so you have your, you know, your March 8th or your April 9th, I guess today, and you read your April 9th poem and you have a little think about it. So that's my distraction of the week. That's
why I love this idea. Now, do you have a particular time of day when you read it? Have you made a whole ritual around it?
I've tried to. So in the morning, I may have my cup of tea and I read my poem. And then I have a little think about it. And some of them I think aren't good. But again, I'm no expert. But I'm enjoying it. It's sort of a, you know, whatever it is, a 5-minute moment to think about it. And it makes me feel really good. So
I love this idea.
Yeah, that's really nice.
I feel like, okay, I have a lot of questions about this book. Because I like a very particular kind of poem that I'm not sure I could articulate off the cuff. Is one of those annoying, like, I know it when I see it kind of things. So does your book have all different kinds of poems in it?
Yes. And I would say most of the poems are older because they're out of copy. I assume because they're out of copyright. There's a ton of these out there. And so I just kind of randomly picked one and ordered it to my bookstore. So I don't know if I got a particularly good one, but there's lots and lots. There's very little that's still in copyright. That's my suspicion.
Yeah.
So the sort of gamut of traditional English literature poetry, I would say, is in there, which I'm enjoying because some of it reminds me of way back in my university days when I studied more poetry. But I would love to have more contemporary stuff. So that was something I hadn't realized when I ordered the book. So maybe next year when I buy myself a new, I will look for something that has a little more contemporary because I think that would be, I'm interested in that as well, but I'm getting my foundation covering some Shakespeare and some Elizabeth Barrett Browning right now with this one.
And are you keeping track of things that you really like?
No, that's a great idea, actually.
One of the things I started doing a few years ago for one of my birthdays, I asked for a very particular journal and a very particular pen. And started collecting poems and making like my own book of poetry by writing them into this journal.
Yeah.
So now I have a folder on my computer filled with digital snippets of paper and a journal that is waiting for me to transcribe all of these digital snippets into the journal. The intention is still there, but I liked the idea of kind of making my own book of poetry.
Cool. Yeah, that's very cool.
Are you a dog-ear person? Like, would you fold down a corner of the ones you like?
Yes, to my husband's horror. I like to physically abuse my books. I like to write in them.
I do too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I like it to sort of, I like to drop it in the bath.
Oh my gosh. That is one of my favorite things because then when it dries, the pages are nice and crinkly.
Yes. It's sort of puffy.
Yes. Yes. Oh, this is such a good bonding moment for me.
So what's the title of this book you're reading?
It's A Poem to Read Aloud Every Day of the Year.
Oh, read aloud. So do you read them out loud?
I do. Yeah. Yeah. I feel a little self-conscious, but I do think you get even a different experience that way. So I quietly read them to my dog.
Oh, that's so nice. I love that.
That's so great.
She's getting educated too.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm making this up. I think I read that someone recommended you read a poem three times.
Oh,
once to just get what's going on there. And then the second time, first time to yourself to get what's going on, second time to yourself to understand more of it, and then third time out loud. I don't know. I just made your morning ritual longer. But
you've tripled the length, but that, might be worth it.
Totally have. And are, like, all three of these readings to the dog, or are you going to find new audiences now?
And I'm really excited for the day your dog reads a poem back. What's your dog's name? Visit strongsenseofplace.com/library for more on the books we talked about today and links to everything you need to know about Amy Techter.
Thanks for joining us in the Library of Lost Time. Remember to visit your local library and your independent bookstore to lose some time yourself.
Stay curious. We'll talk to you soon.